You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says schools are safe despite three separate coronavirus outbreaks in Melbourne in the past 2 days. Parents and staff at Strathmore Primary School in Melbourne's north were sent a message this morning informing them the school will be closed for at least 24 hours while cleaning and contact tracing takes place. It comes after Pakenham Springs Primary School and St Dominic's Primary School in Broadmeadows were closed on Monday when two students at each school tested positive to COVID-19. Despite the new infections, Professor Sutton has told Melbourne radio station 3AW there's no need for parents to be alarmed.
What's reassuring for me, and I think for everyone, and it's been the global picture, is that when we look at the classroom contacts of those kids, they don't pick up illness. And so, you know, in sending your child, I think there's some assurance that they're very unlikely to pick it up from the kids in their classroom. It's not impossible. Clearly, kids can become infected. But they seem to, you know, pick it up in settings where they've got prolonged close contact, such as from their families.
The federal government says some workers currently getting wage subsidies will become unemployed when the JobKeeper scheme ends. The JobKeeper payment of $1,500 a fortnight is legislated until September but is being reviewed, with the outcome to be announced on the 23rd of July. Around 1.6 million Australians are currently receiving JobKeeper unemployment benefits, about double the number before the crisis, and another 3 million are getting JobKeeper payments through their employer. But Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says not all workers currently receiving the wage subsidy will be able to keep their jobs when the scheme ends.
Some of the jobs that are being supported through that wage subsidy are not going to be sustainable in the long run. So there'll be a shift between JobKeeper and JobSeeker at some point and to some degree.
New South Wales says it hasn't recorded any new cases involving community transmission, calling the result a positive sign in the fight against COVID-19. From July the 1st, the state's public transport system will boost capacity to improve access for passengers during peak periods as part of the next phase of the network. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to attend testing sites during the winter period to track down further coronavirus cases.
We've had three cases overnight, but they're all three people in quarantine, and I want to thank everybody for coming forward and getting tested, because the weekend still showed up to 8,000 people getting tested on the Sunday, which is what today's results reflect.
The South Australian government will reopen the state's borders to travellers from Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Tasmania. Premier Stephen Marshall says the change means people from those jurisdictions will no longer be required to stay in quarantine for 14 days when they arrive in South Australia. He says people who recently arrived from Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Tasmania and are currently in isolation will also be free to move into the wider community.
I would say that we are also considering Queensland. We didn't make a decision on Queensland today, but it's likely that we will again meet later this week or early next week and again consider whether or not we can remove that state border with Queensland.
The Queensland government is facing two court challenges against the state's constitutional right to keep borders closed as part of coronavirus safety measures. The legal proceedings are returning to the High Court as the government plans to review its decision to shut borders later this month. The challenges are unlikely to be heard before borders reopen, but businessman Clive Palmer and others want Queensland to limit the economic damage caused by the closures. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.